Castel Segismondo, the Rocca Malatestiana. The fortified residence of Sigismondo Pandolfo Malatesta, Lord of Rimini from 1432 to 1468, combined a celebration of his prowess with defensive needs. The demolition of the buildings between the castle and the municipal square, ordered by Sigismondo, emphasized the dominant position of the castle, and its sheer size triumphed over the headquarters of civic and religious power. The fortress asserted its supremacy thanks to its massive towers, to the outer walls with escarpments, to its broad moat, and to the size of its keep, which, as it was plastered white, stood out against the red of the entrance tower. The defensive system, organized in consultation with Filippo Brunelleschi, was equipped with cannons. When the castle was restored, it became evident that it had incorporated preceding elements such as the Roman walls and towers, the medieval Catello Gate, the central group of houses, and the Malatesta buildings. In the inscription above the main gate, however, Sigismondo declared the entire construction as his work. Work on the building began in 1437 and continued for about 15 years, even though it seems the castle was already lived in by 1446. Today nothing remains except the central nucleus of the original construction, which we can see represented in the medals of Sigismondo and in the fresco of Piero della Francesca in the Malatesta Temple. The main gate is still surrounded by an inscription and by the coat of arms with an elephant and a rose on a checkered board, symbols of the Malatesta family. The castle later became a pontiff fortress and from the 17th century underwent severe damages. The outer walls were demolished, the moat was filled in, and the furnishings were removed. It became a prison in the 19th century up to 1967, but since the 1970s has become the center of a complex series of restoration work sustained in recent years by the Karim Foundation. Today, the castle is an important seat for cultural events. Now go back towards Piazza Cavour, turn into Via Sigismondo, and at the first crossroads you will find the entrance to the Church of St. John the Evangelist, commonly known as Sant'Agostino. Fourth stop on this journey of ours. Listen to file number 4.